9. All right, everybody.
9.
9.
9, 9, 9.
Nine, damn
see
it,
what
nine.
See how mean he is to us during the break?
Secretly German.
Yes, during the break, I'm like, Nazi. No, I'm over here in a complete panic because, anyway, let me reintroduce everybody real quick.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. This is the Market Radio Happy Hour Show. This is the start of our second hour of our last show of 2017. Okay.
Yes.
If you're just joining us, across the table from me is Hannah Claire.
Yeah.
To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie. To her right is Jack. To his right is my boy, Ty Ginn, and my name is Mark.
The Führer!
The Führer.
9.
And I'm your host. 9.
The head strudel in charge.
Right. Anyway, so what happened...
Head strudel.
What
That's
happened
good.
There is I'm...
throwing all your papers all over the floor.
All show, I've been, you know, before or after a song, I've been giving you a little bit of information about the artist that I was going to play. Obviously, that was Greg Allman with the Allman Brothers. But I don't even know where my music sheet is. And I happened to look up, and there was 9 seconds. And instead of just reading 9 seconds, I was like, 9!
Scheiße!
What's that over there?
How did you lose it?
I have no idea.
You didn't go anywhere.
I didn't go. Hold on.
Jesus.
Did throw you just stuff? Throw it away?
Throw
Happy
it on the
New
floor.
Year.
Yeah. Well, hopefully next year we'll be a little more organized.
That's it. The show's over.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Here it is.
Okay. Anyway, like I was saying, that was Greg Allman from the Allman Brothers Band. And the name of that song was Statesboro Blues. Now, here's the thing. The Allman Brothers Band... Bland.
See, you gotta get the almonds honey roasted.
9.
That was a great show. It's going real well.
Yeah, anyway, so...
Thank
God it's the last one.
One of the best jam bands that you're ever going to encounter. Fantastic artist in that band. But unfortunately, Greg Allman passed away May 27th. He was 69 years old.
Too young.
9.
Too young to go. Anyway. So that's that. Now, before the break, we were into our sports segment, and we were talking about the Barbie that's coming out this year, 2018, that is basically in honor of the Muslim American athlete who won a medal in archery.
Fencing.
And we... What?
You said fencing earlier.
Aren't they the same thing? No.
No. Not at all, actually.
Yeah, fencing, right.
Really good at throwing swords.
Anyway, her name was Ibtihaj Muhammad. And the thing is, this Barbie that's coming out this year is going to be wearing a hijab that this Muhammad chick wore during the Olympics. So,
if the Barbie doesn't have a sword, it's really not for her then.
You know what? I'm starting to wonder now that this just came to me. Will this Barbie not only be wearing a hijab, but will this Barbie also have olive-colored skin?
I'm sure she will. She should, I guess.
Well, when
just a
I,
white bitch.
Yeah, what, you're not going to put this hijab on Malibu Barbie.
Right. Well, and I also wonder that when you take her clothes off.
Yeah.
Whoa,
will she have like a painted
black bar
bathing suit on or something?
Oh, right.
You know, because Malibu Barbie, when it comes off, she's
Tata's a combo.
Yeah.
She's holding
she's
it
loose.
Up.
Yeah, she's loose.
So
Jack, you were saying something about what you saw an article something about the hijab in Saudi Arabia?
No, in the Iranian capital, actually.
All over the place.
Same thing, right?
Yeah, no, exactly
paying
the same.
Attention.
Over
Welcome.
There. Over there.
Somewhere over there.
Yeah, good American education.
Over there in the desert somewhere.
Somewhere where there's sand.
Those
people.
Damn do-rags.
Keep sending our boys over there.
Keep their women in do-rags over there.
Stop it.
Anyway, I read an article today that the Iranian capital is relaxing some of its punishments for women not wearing their hijabs properly or at all. Because before, they would be arrested, sent to detention centers, or had judicial cases filed against them. But just in the Capitol, they're relaxing that back. So if you're seen without one, they're not going to arrest you. But they said for multiple offenders, they might send you to classes. Mandated by the police. I don't know what these classes are about, but
re-education.
Yeah, something.
Classes that involve whips and stoning.
Yeah, and shock therapy.
Yeah.
Well, good baby steps, you dirty cave people.
Well, they've only been around forever.
Forever.
And they treat women like dirt. I was going to do a story a couple of weeks ago where I saw that I think it was in Saudi Arabia they were becoming a little bit more lenient on women. First of all, letting them drive.
Yes, letting them drive.
And then also not completely covering their skin.
Oh, and allowing them to have an education.
Yeah. Oh, and to go to entertainment events.
Yes, to the movie theater.
In even concerts. Apparently, women over there aren't even allowed to go to like a concert.
Oh.
They might get ideas.
The music in the park.
Mm.
You know?
They are caged animals.
Do you really want to go to music in the park with a bunch of dudes?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. I don't.
Okay.
I don't
want to
do that.
Sausage fest.
Yeah, right?
But yeah, Saudi Arabia was actually mentioned briefly in this article. It said a woman in the Iranian capital will no longer be arrested for failing to wear a headscarf in a move which follows an unexpected raft of gender reforms in Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
So that was briefly mentioned there.
All right.
So that's good.
Mm-hmm. And I do want to talk about gender here in just a minute. But gender issues. But before I do that, Stephanie, you brought up a little bit earlier about one of the Buccaneers players went to an Applebee's last weekend after their loss in Carolina. He came to the Applebee's. He got there kind of late. The employees are like, "What the hell?"
Right. You know, it's Christmas
this
Eve.
This guy's coming in. Right. It's Christmas Eve, and all we want to do is go home. Well, what this guy did, and I'm looking at his name, and it's kind of an odd name. I've never even heard of this guy on the team, Saliga Neaver. No. Saliver Saliga. Silver Saliga. Silver.
Seal.
Silver. Silver Saliga. Anyway, what he did, I guess he could kind of see that the employees were a little disgruntled and knew that they wanted to go home. So what he did is he went to the manager and he says, "How many kids do you have working here right now?" And apparently he said, 10 kids. And he says, "Well, here's $1,000. I want you to give each one of them $100 as a tip."
Tip.
Every single one.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool. But their whole bill.
Yeah, now, the whole bill was like $256.93.
That's they,
a hell of a tip.
They ordered some food, though.
I mean, they're football players, for Christ's sake.
But my point was, it's not like he came in for a smoothie.
Right.
And, they actually really had to work to make $230 worth of food.
All right.
$100 tip, though.
$100 tip. I thought that was great. My thought is, at some point in his life, he has worked in the restaurant business.
Probably.
And has been that kid working in the kitchen or waiting tables on Christmas Eve, wanting to go home.
All right, this is for my kids. All right, kids, if you're working at a restaurant and somebody comes in and orders a steak 10 minutes before closing, what do you do?
I wait for the $100 tip and then I leave.
No.
Peace!
You kick the steak around the kitchen floor.
No.
Maybe spit on it once or
twice. No, I'm just kidding.
Give that a toilet ride. It's too big to flush, but you can give it a flush.
Everybody's playing Frisbee with it, with no gloves.
No gloves.
The horror.
Yeah,
the
right.
Horror. Right, anyway.
No, but I thought that was really cool. Mm. You know, he wasn't exactly having a good day himself.
Right. Well, just lost, and he's not a starter, so he sat on the bench
and watched his team lose.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it is kind of sad, because this is like his fourth team. I don't think he's ever been a starter.
Yeah.
But, you know, still, I don't know what kind of money you make as a backup player in the NFL. I think they all make I think like the lowest salary is still six figures, you know. So
good for him.
How much do teachers make?
Throw me a uni.
I'll sit
on the sideline. You know, I hate it.
Lots of money to
see,
throw a ball
see, we
around.
Go back to winning the Powerball.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Start your own football franchise. Everybody can play. Mm-hmm. Sit on the bench.
I'll have my own team. We'll beat the Bucks.
Wouldn't take much.
All right, anyway, so at the beginning of the show, we were talking about, during the introductions, we were talking about, you know, Hannah got a car and she got a new tattoo. Steph got socks and stuff like that. And she got a pearl necklace or bracelet.
Bracelet.
Mm-hmm. And then I got to Jack and I said that Jack got a couple of things off his chest. Jack, if you're willing to talk about that, we can certainly do that.
I am willing to talk about it.
Okay. So I don't know that we've ever really been in depth about you.
Your business.
Your business at all. And it's not that I don't want to. It's just that I didn't know if you wanted to.
Well, I mean, you've had me on the show before to speak specifically about this. So.
Right, but nobody listens to the show.
Okay.
So.
Well, then this is no different.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad.
Right, okay. All right. So, anyway, so you, well, you went down to Orlando. Not down to, geez, I'm like completely out of it.
Why don't you let
Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, you go.
Why don't you let Jack take over?
Tell us what happened.
Okay, well, I went down to Fort Lauderdale to get my boobs hacked off.
Oof.
We went down there and back like five goddamn times.
Right.
Three, to be exact.
Okay, no.
Yes.
Right,
but in the course of...
A week, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, now, here's the thing. This is not so uncommon. You've seen recently where, you know, several actresses have opted to do that because they've had breast cancer in their family,
mm-hmm.
and they just opted to do that. This is not the case with you.
No.
Okay. Do you want to tell us what the case is?
Well, to remind everybody and to inform new listeners, I am transgender female to male. So I am biologically female, but I identify as a male.
Okay.
So, I made an appointment to get them cut off.
Okay.
Baron von Boobenoff!
Yes. That is my code name.
For the Secret Service.
Fantastic.
Right. Okay, so this is a big step.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine, you know, I don't like to go to the doctor for one thing. I can't imagine having anything taken off of my body.
Electively.
Yeah. Electively. Weird. Yeah, I mean, I would, if I was going to have something taken off, it would absolutely have to be taken off, or I would die. You know.
Yeah. In my case, you know, I didn't think about certain things too much, like, for example, the nipple grafts. I didn't think about that a whole lot,
right.
Just, you know, that had to happen. And pretty much what it was, like, I went in, the operating room was freezing.
Oh, yeah, they always are.
Oh, my God. That was... Yeah. That was intense. But from the moment that I woke up from the surgery, you know, I was pretty well drugged up and I had bandages tightly around me and I was, you know, just laying in bed and all that stuff. So for that week, pretty much, it didn't really set in that, oh, my God, I lost something. I was like recovering. I was on pain meds. And so it didn't even almost seem real. And sometimes like when I would be wearing that, it just feels like, oh, I just had my boobs bandaged down. That's it. But as I've gone on in the weeks, like week two and now getting into week three, and I get to see my chest more and more, it's like, wow, they're gone. This is fantastic.
Okay. So as a biological female transitioning to male, this is like a victory.
Yes, this is a major step.
This is a major step,
especially
right.
Because this is the most visible to the world.
Right.
You know, when you're wearing pants, nobody's going to know.
Right.
But that is just so apparent. And there's this little meme that I always wanted to make but never got around to it, but it perfectly describes the way I feel. The Grinch with Jim Carrey, the live-action one.
Right.
That scene where he looks at himself wearing the Christmas sweater or whatever in the mirror and he turns one way. He turns another way. He's like, that's it, I'm not going. That is me every single day of my life, is this constant battle to wear something that is not going to show my chest off, and it's just miserable every single day.
Okay, well,
I have to wear layers, and it's just terrible.
Well, I know, how many years have we known you now?
Let's see.
I mean, you guys have been together for...
Seven years.
At least 7 years,
yeah,
right?
7 years.
Okay, so in
and
all of that
time... And got married
in
February.
Yes.
Yeah, so you guys are actually married. Another highlight of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. At what point, I mean, did you get so frustrated with your biological sex... that you decided, you know what, damn it, this is it. If I'm going to identify as a male, I'm doing it. I'm making the changes.
Well, I went back and forth my whole life. Like when I was 4 years old, I remember 4 or 5 years old, I remember getting out of the tub. My mom was, you know, bathing me and my brother, and I'm like, I want to be a boy. And my mom didn't say anything, and I kind of wondered if that was not a good thing to say.
Right.
So like my whole life, I knew this and wanted this, but I played the female part when I had to, so I went back and forth. But I didn't know what transgender was.
So basically, okay.
And you didn't understand.
Well, but that sparks a thought for me, is that, you know, you hear people when they talk about they're gay by choice. I don't think so.
No, it's...
Yeah, I think you're born that way.
Right.
Okay, so...
But and maybe it's Maybelline.
you would agree with that.
100%.
It's something that's in you from the beginning.
Yes.
Okay. It's not like at 4 years old, you were out drinking one night and said, you know what, damn it.
I'd rather be a dude.
I tried to pee standing up as a kid, and it did not go well.
Yeah, no.
I went through that phase. But when I was staying up in 2006 with my Aunt Gina, well, she's actually my cousin, but she's old enough to be my aunt. I went and I talked to her brother, who was a therapist, about some things, and then he referred me to a social worker. And as she and I were talking back and forth, and she was really cool, she took me to like a New York cafe and all that stuff. It's pretty awesome. We got in somehow. We got into this transgender issue, and she gave me a little booklet, and I was like, "Wow! So this is a thing.
Right?
This is my deal right here. Holy cow!
You're not alone.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not alone. Though it was still a male to female situation. That seems to be the most common you see in media, is male to female. There's not a whole lot in the way of female to male people, which is interesting. There might be a lot of them out there, but you don't hear about them. The only ones I ever hear about are males transitioning to females.
Well, I mean, I guess actually going through like the surgeries and things like that. Is it called body manipulation or body? It's
sex reassignment surgery.
Sex reassignment, right?
Well, the most prominent female to male,
right,
that I know of is Bono.
Oh, Chaz.
Right. And that happened years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It not prevalent, not part of the quote transgender issue today. Mm-hmm. I think the big focus on the transgender issue today,
right,
with the whole bathrooms and things like that, is more the male to female.
Well, you
yeah, if you ask anybody, pretty much, especially those who aren't up on the situation, you ask them what a transgender person is, they'll probably tell you a man who dresses like a woman.
Right.
Which is technically inaccurate, but that is their concept, is
a man
dressing like a female. And that is a bad thing, and they picture them, you know, in the gaudy makeup, and they look terrible.
Yeah.
But,
or Buffalo Bill.
Well, yeah.
I mean, look, if...
He's not, but he believes he is.
Whatever anybody believes in, whether you are for it or against it, that kind of thing, you have to appreciate.
It's not your decision.
It has nothing to do with you.
With you.
So mind your own business. But but the thing is, you have to appreciate your fortitude, your wherewithal to, you know what, this is who I want to be. This is who, you know, you only live so long.
Right.
And, you know, in your lifetime, you would like to realize what you feel.
Exactly. Right? And this isn't even my identity. It's not like I go about saying I'm transgender. To me, I just feel like a male. And as I go through my life, I keep getting these roadblocks of everybody treating me like a female and me not liking the way my body is. So I'm manipulating this so I can get on with my life.
Right.
Right.
That's pretty much all it is.
Mm-hmm. I remember several years ago when you and Ty's relationship was pretty new. There was something different about you, and you and I were here alone one evening, and we had a conversation, and you told me that what you felt was that you were a gay man trapped in a female body.
Yes.
And I was like, I was trying for a while to wrap my head around that. I'm like,
he's been thinking about it for years.
No, wait a minute. That's it. That's it now. And then the whole time, mm-hmm. You say that to me, and you are in a relationship with my son.
Yeah.
And so then that begs the question, well, what's Ty about? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's kind of confusing, maybe not confusing to Steph or to Hannah, but for me, it's always been a little bit confusing. But here's the thing I want to say, and something that I've said to other people that have asked me about it. I say, look, they obviously love each other.
Mm-hmm.
And what difference does it make?
Right.
As long as they love each other, they've been together for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
There, yeah. I can't imagine seeing one without the other. Yep. So, I mean, to me, they have obviously committed. They're married.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, this has gone beyond, you know.
This is serious.
Boyfriend and boyfriend. Right? This is something different right now.
Yeah.
So.
But, I mean, now one of the things that might help other people picture this a little bit better is picture someone who just, like, let's take a man, for example, who identifies as a man. He feels comfortable as a man. If you change his body, if you give him, you know, girly parts, boobs, whatever, he's not going to suddenly feel like a female because the body and the mind are two separate things.
Right.
Usually they develop along the same path, but they don't have to be. Sometimes they diverge. And again, if you change somebody who doesn't feel like a female into a female, they're not going to be like, oh, my body is female now, so I identify as female. Your body does not dictate what you identify as.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of dick.
Always.
Here we go.
That happened.
Dad's New Year's resolution.
Is that something that's in the cards? I mean, is that something down the road we're going to try to do a...
Addictomy, as Ty says.
Addictomy, yeah.
I would like to, but the options are not good right now, and it's really expensive.
When you say options, do you mean that it's not safe, or is it they just don't have a procedure now that is acceptable? Or
they have
not big enough. No,
they have a procedure.
You don't get to go pick one
where you get size by using flaps of skin from either your arm or your thigh or your abdomen, leaving a huge scar.
Okay,
you can't get an erection though. Unless you have some sort of surgical implant, and then it's permanent. Then it's permanent, and you don't have proper sensation. Or you can manipulate your current setup, and so you have all the sensation, but not much in the way of size.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
they need to do something with
stem cells. Yeah, you know the stem cell story that you talked about?
Right.
If they could do that for transgender people, that would be fantastic.
Okay.
I'd do that, you know.
You would think that here it is, 2 days away from 2018, and you would think that they could get something together by now,
right?
Or do you think it's one of those things where it's like there are enough people against the whole thought of it that we're not even gonna try?
Yeah, probably, and it's not at the top of anyone's to do list,
right? It's not a priority,
right.
And I think there are. I mean, look at our country right now today. And the division. I think there are too many people that are still in charge, have too much power, who are totally against the even slightest thought of it.
Yeah,
right.
So what you got to do is you got to find one of these guys and hit him in the wing-wang with a golf club.
And then what?
And then they will pay somebody to figure it out.
Yeah. Perfect it.
Fix my dick.
Fix my dick. Anyway, so, well, that's, it's very interesting. And I know that, well, I don't know that a lot of our listeners had any thought on it at all. But here it is right now. You know, here it is, the end of 2017, and Jack just pretty much laid it on the line, and I respect that. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of both of you. And
I didn't do anything.
Well,
you supported me, and you helped me in this Christmas endeavor financially.
You got to put up with this whole mess.
Yeah. I have to try to keep the nipples on. It's gruesome.
And you know,
and you're a very squeamish kind of fellow.
When I try to explain the situation to people that I know, their first response is always, "Well, what's up with Ty?"
Yeah.
And my first response is always, "I don't know."
Yeah, love is love.
Yeah. Love is love.
And that's what I tell him.
And he's very supportive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, Ty has said to me once when I tried to question him, he was like, "None of that matters to me." And I'm like, "Okay." There you go.
Yeah. So happiness is more important than what other people think.
Right. Well, thinking about,
also I'm a deviant. So.
Well, thinking about what Ty may be, I saw this article, and it talks about like the three big sexualities. First is straight, one is bisexual, and then there's gay. Okay,
and there's also heteroflexible.
Am
I jumping ahead here?
Well, there's a new one. There's actually a new one called the mostly straight male.
Heteroflexible. Like a few years ago, yeah. I found out that I was homoflexible because I can find some women attractive, you know,
right.
But I'm definitely more in the homosexual range.
Well,
he's the opposite.
When you talk about, you know, mostly straight male, if somebody asked you what's your sexuality and you say mostly straight male, I'm thinking you must have been at the bar. You got at least a six pack in you, and somebody's like, "So, man, what are you into?" "Well, I'm mostly straight male."
But you're pretty cute. Yeah. Yeah. Look, I'm a little drunk.
I've never been one where I couldn't go, "That's a good looking dude." You know, not that I want to go over and stick my tongue in his mouth or anything like that, or anything else for that matter. But you know,
gross.
I mean, I can at least appreciate. The same sex. If there's a good looking dude, I can say, yeah, it's a good looking dude.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not sexually attracted to that person. But here's these people. Like they did a poll of like a million people,
mm-hmm.
and 6% of them put on the poll that they were mostly straight males. It's funny when they said that when they were forced to give an answer, they didn't give bisexual. Because they thought that by saying that they were bisexual, that made them more gay.
Right.
I'm thinking bisexual, yeah, you're gay. Mostly straight male, you're gay.
A little gay.
Not quite bisexual. That's too
mostly
even.
Straight male There's, sounds like you've experimented.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that there are degrees of.
And you kind of liked it.
There are, you know, there are degrees because, you know, so a bisexual person is more like, I see it as percentages. It's like 50-50. I don't care, whichever one. But if you're a mostly straight male, it's like, you know, that one Asian guy is really cute over there. I might make an exception for
him.
So
if you're like super gay, you're like a black belt gay.
Yeah.
If you're just slightly gay, you're like a gay of the fifth degree. Or,
yeah. Just the third degree.
Slightly.
I don't like guys.
Mostly.
Right. See, that's the perfect example.
And it kills me.
Ty does not like guys.
Well, we're friends on Facebook, and I see some of the things that you comment on. Not that you comment on pictures of women and stuff like that on Facebook.
But you post some pretty...
Yeah, and it's like... Okay.
Hot-looking chicks.
Yeah, so it's like...
I don't post a whole lot of that.
No, you don't, but you do...
he comments on it.
You comment on them. Yeah. Not that you comment, but you like them.
More than
you give a like. Yeah. I mean, if you commented on him, that makes you look like a creep. But, you know,
but you're not,
baby.
You're not adverse
right.
to.
No, yeah. he's all for women. I'm the exception here.
No,
so make no mistake, he is very into the ladies.
Yeah, I don't like guys. I like Jack.
Yeah, that's cool. Wow, and that's even more special.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, that's
no.
You're married, for Christ's sake. You know.
Yeah, we kind of have to like each other.
That's
yeah.
A, yeah. That's a
well. That's a, I don't know. It's almost been a year. You got married in February.
Right.
So like yeah. Long commitment. You know.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So I asked you before your surgery if afterwards, when you were all healed up, are you now going to be walking around the house topless, you know, out there?
You're working on it?
Working on the car out there in the sun, you know, sweating, you know, changing your battery or something.
Can't go in the sun for a year.
Now. Jesus.
My whole life, until I started growing my boobs, I was topless. Right. That is how I went. And then when I had boobs, it was sports bras.
Right.
I never liked wearing shirts. I get too hot up in the torso region.
Because wow. You're an Italian.
I'm an Italian. So, it'll probably be a lot of, you know, wife beaters or... Is that insensitive now?
Can I not probably, call? Yeah.
Tank tops?
Yeah,
that's a little gay,
you,
though.
It's real insensitive.
Sorry, Ty. I didn't mean to offend you.
Yeah.
I would never beat
I'm
you.
I'm offended.
You're a lovely wife.
Trigger.
I'd like to see you try, skinny.
Put them up.
That's a good question. So, in your relationship, is it just two dudes or...
Yeah, we're equal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
everybody cooks.
Good.
Yeah, and, but all right. What else is going on?
All right.
Not much. Not much.
That's really all I have about that. I just thought it was interesting, and thank you so much for sharing that.
Of course.
I hope people listening enjoyed that or appreciate it. And if you have anything you want to say about it, positive or negative, please do so. Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, please do so. Please feel free to give us a call at 727-498-0502. We'll talk to you if you have a similar situation. You want to tell us what you're experiencing? That's cool. If not, if you have any comments, let us know.
Bring them on.
We'll talk to you about anything. We should probably take a little bit of a break. And when we come back, why don't we play Stump the Chump?
Woo.
Yes.
Knock that out. This will be our last Stump the Chump of the year.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have a theme?
The theme is 2017.
Oh, 2017.
So it's
cool.
Going to be a dark theme.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right. We got to save some time because I do want to roll through some of the people that have passed away this year. Obviously, on the show, we're going through some of the musical artists that passed away. As a matter of fact, the song I'm about to play for you is by one of my all-time favorites, probably the father of rock and roll. It's Chuck Berry, and the song is I Want to Be Your Driver. We'll be right back.
Downtown. Yeah, I wanna
everybody. We are back. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. Uh-huh. We just had a very informative conversation with Jack and Ty about Jack's sexuality.
Gender, sexuality,
and wondering what exactly Ty's all about.
What am I all
about? What are you?
We still don't know.
I'm all about death metal.
We never know. Anyway, so we're
Ty
back.
Ty is all about Ty.
Yeah, we said before the break we were going to play Stump the Chump, and Stephanie, you said that the theme of the Stump the Chump is 2017, so let's go ahead and do that. Does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter?
Oh, Ty's new hooter.
Since everybody complained about my normal one.
Yeah, well, this hopefully if you start blowing that thing too hard, you'll run out of breath.
Uh-huh. Well, these are going to be probably, for us, maybe a little difficult. Because this is pop culture trivia.
We are
dumb. For 2017. Dumb. Well,
We don't give a shit.
We're trendy in our own way. So we'll see how this goes.
Damn it, I'm glittery now.
It'll be on there forever.
We knew.
Shit.
Y'all right, fabulous now.
All right. Which artist won the Grammy for Album of the Year with 25... at the 2017 Grammy Awards.
25 awards?
No, 25 was the name of the album.
Oh.
What?
Adele!
Yes! Oh, go, Hannah!
Yeah.
Look at you being all trendy.
I like Adele.
I do like Adele.
As opposed to a PC, what?
Yeah, Adele all the way.
I like Mac.
Dude, it's Adele.
Dude, it's Adele.
Released in 2017, which teen drama TV series is based on characters by the Archie comics? Do you want the choices?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Is it
Riverdale?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Look at who our trendy one is. Hannah is up too.
I haven't seen it, but I see it all the time on Netflix.
Okay.
It's way too mainstream for me.
It's very pop culture. We're not pop culture. Hannah is. Reaching number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 in February of 2017. Which singer had Love on the Brain? Ty.
Some hipster garbage.
That hooter is great.
It doesn't work.
Some hipster garbage is not one of the choices. Turn it around. It's just caught by the decorations. Your choices are Rihanna, Beyonce, Selena Gomez, and Adriana Grande.
What was the name of the, it's Grande.
Grande.
What was the name
all
of
terrible.
The, what was the name of the album? What was going on?
Reaching number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100.
I think it was Ariana Grande.
No.
Ah.
Which singer had Love on the Brain?
Selena.
No.
Rihanna.
Yes.
Yep.
It was Rihanna.
Big my girl four Riri. Head Rihanna.
She'll fuck
she
you up.
She does. Ooh. That's like a 5-head. Sorry. Or 6-head.
Starring on
it's
the
just
Dick
Prince in disguise.
Starring on the Dick Van Dyke Show as Laura Petrie.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Yes.
What was the question?
And later getting her own show.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Which cultural icon died in January of 2017?
You know who also died? Rosemarie.
Today?
Today
yesterday?
Or yesterday. 94 years old.
Yes.
Balls Marie.
Balls Marie. She was like the tougher chick. I always liked her.
I always liked
when
her.
When I was a kid, it was Rosemarie Amsterdam.
Yes.
Was her name.
Yes. She was the...
You know why? She was married to Maury Amsterdam, the little dude on the show.
Well, she was also the... I loved her.
I
because
did too.
She was... She stood by herself.
Yeah, she was tough. Tough chick.
Hannah has...
winning, right?
Yes. Hannah has 3. Mark has 1. Who won the men's 2017... World Junior Figure Skating Championship.
What?
In March of 2017.
Are you kidding? Some little homo. I don't know.
I can't even pronounce most of the names, so we'll skip that one.
What?
Making the debut of Arnold, marking the debut of marking the debut of Arnold Schwarzenegger as host, who won season 15 of the new Celebrity Apprentice?
Anthony Kiedis.
No, I don't know who that is.
What?
Was it...
Give it away, give it away, give it away right now!
Was it Matt Eiselman?
Mm.
Boy George?
Boy George?
Vince Neil?
I think it was Boy George.
The rapist!
No.
Vince Neil.
Vince Neil. Vince
no.
Neil. The last guy that you haven't said yet.
No.
The first one.
Matt Eiselman.
Who the hell's that?
I have no idea. For Celebrity Apprentice.
Why are you picking these questions?
Matt Eiselman.
It's pop culture.
Poop culture.
It's terrible.
Pop culture.
Originally released in 1977, what Fleetwood Mac album made a resurgence on the Billboard Top Rock Albums chart in March of 2017.
Rumors.
And it was Rumors. Mark.
I blame hipsters.
Mark has two. Hannah has three.
Let the past die. Flannel wearing turds.
I don't know if you know this. Released in March of 2017 for the Wii U, what is the latest installment of the Legend of Zelda video game series?
On the Wii U?
Yes.
Is that Hyrule Warriors?
No. Is it Twilight Princess, Breath of the Wild?
Zelda gets her boobs removed.
a link.
If only.
A Link Between Worlds, which is where she gets her boobs removed. Triforce Heroes.
Triforce Heroes.
No.
Shit.
Breath of the Wild.
No. That's for the Switch.
Well, that's what it says.
That's wrong.
Okay.
You don't get a point.
No.
I should get a point, because that's wrong.
Okay, which movie won the Oscar for Best Picture at the 2017 Academy Awards?
It was terrible.
No.
What?
No, it was...
They said La La Land, and it wasn't.
It was,
You want the choices?
Denzel. It was the Denzel movie.
Hacksaw Ridge?
No.
Manchester by the Sea?
No.
Hell or High Water?
No.
Grand Budapest, Denzel Washington by the Sea.
Moonlight.
Moonlight.
Moonlight. We'll give that one to Mark. Mark has three. Oh, Hannah
when you
has
get it
three.
Right, you gotta get it. I got all right. Three. I'm about to win this.
So this is down to the two of you, and are you ready to ring?
Yeah.
Known for songs like Johnny Be Good and Maybelline. Which rock and roll pioneer?
Chuck Berry. I buzz first. Clearly.
Chuck Berry. I'm playing by Hannah rules. Chuck Berry. Give me the point.
Okay, Hannah Claire, I will give you the point for the win.
Yes.
If you can tell me at what age did Chuck Berry die? He died March 18th of this year.
89.
How old was he?
He was 67.
Chuck Berry?
89.
You lose. See, I win. 90. He was 90 years old.
I said 89. I was close.
It's not close enough. 90 is close enough.
You got the sheet that doesn't count.
Of course I do.
Of course I do.
So are we doing one more?
Yes.
Sure.
Sure.
Which American singer-songwriter released their 38th studio album titled Triplicate in March of 2017?
I don't know, but I've had that word stuck in my head all day.
Was it Bruce Springsteen, Bob Dylan, Willie Nelson, or Neil Young?
I think it was Bob.
And it was Bob.
Hey, who is Martha Teichner?
I know the name.
I do too, and it's, her name has been stuck in my head for like 3 days. I have no idea who this person is. Martha Teichner.
Quick, Jack, Google it.
Martha Teichner.
Yeah. I don't even know why her name is stuck in my head.
Is she... I don't know who she is.
Martha Teichner. I don't even know how to spell Teichner.
Any ideas?
Martha is M-A-R-T-H-A.
Is that her?
What?
Would you recognize a picture?
Let me see that.
What the hell is that?
That's...
Is that Martha Teichner?
That's Sue Downing.
What? Oh...
That's the chick on Sunday morning who looks like Sue Downing.
Yes.
Martha Teichner.
Martha, yes. That's exactly who that is.
Yeah. I mean, they could be twins, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If not twins, sisters for sure.
So why is her name stuck in your head?
I have no idea. But okay. It's been stuck in my head for like 3 days.
Weirdo.
And I'm like, who the hell is Martha Teichner?
That happens to me sometimes. Mm. I just get more important words. People, though.
All right.
Like triplicate.
Let's talk about something important.
Angela Merkel.
So, Christmas night, we went to go see... Don't do nothing.
What did we do? Don't do Christmas. Nothing. Merry Christmas. I get chills every time.
John Williams.
Yeah. That's it. You figured it out. We went to go see Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
If you didn't like it, quit your bitching.
Yeah, right?
It was great.
Ty doesn't want to hear it anymore.
I'm over it.
I'll join the bandwagon. Anyway, so obviously, Ty, you loved it.
It was a great movie.
Steph loved it.
I loved it.
I didn't hate it.
Oh, for Pete's sake. You were sleeping in the back.
I was awake the entire time. And the thing is, I find all of the Star Wars movies very visually cool. I dig them. I love everything. The look of all of the movies is fantastic. All the scenery, all the spaceship fights and stuff like that. I love all that stuff. But what I found about this particular one... and, you know, before the movie came out, or after people went to the pre-screening and that kind of thing, I heard people saying, "Well, there's too much comedy." I didn't find that to be the case.
No,
they found that it was too long. Close, maybe,
it's
maybe
about
a little
the
bit
same
too long.
Length as the
it's,
rest
it's
of them.
The yeah. length that needed to be.
Somebody said, "How many endings do you have to have?" I didn't see where there were more than one ending to the movie. But the story has somehow, it's just not, I don't know that the story is different enough from the very beginning that it really can continue anymore. I mean, I know that this is the eighth one.
Yeah.
But it just seems like every one of the episodes that I see is pretty much the same story. They just kind of manipulate it a little bit.
It well, just...
It's a war.
The rebellion...
Right.
What I found is... The rebellion is now hanging by a thread.
Right.
Yeah.
It can't end, in my mind, until the rebellion actually wins.
You ever see the movie Papillon?
No.
Steve McQueen... It's a fantastic movie. Steve McQueen is locked on this island. It's like an island for French prisoners, right? So he's out there on this island. And I was thinking about that because, you know, in this movie, Mark Hamill is out on that island.
Yeah.
And I would
beautiful
like,
island.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. I would like to see the next Star Wars movie. Well, now, spoiler, if you haven't seen the movie, too bad. Hamill's done. He's done.
Or is he?
I mean,
he?
He'll probably be back.
But the
he'll
thing
be
is,
back.
He'll
I
be
would,
bluer.
See, I would like to see them take the whole Star Wars thing in a whole different direction. I want to see what C-3PO is doing at home. I want to see what Mark Hamill's doing on that island every day. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they showed you that.
No. I want to see more in depth, like the movie Papillon, where he's trying to figure out a way to escape, or he's trying to figure out a way to eat, or he's trying to, you know, that kind of thing. What's his daily life like? Give me a 2-hour movie about, you know, almost like a Castaway. You know what I'm saying? What's happening to this individual person from Star Wars?
You might have to read one of the books for that.
Well, I mean,
the Han Solo movie's coming out next year.
What's the dude Poe? Is his name Poe?
Yeah, Poe Dameron.
What's he doing? You know, what's
blowing
what,
shit
what,
up?
What are their lives like outside of the spaceship? You know what I mean? I mean,
that's all Poe does.
Don't they have? I want to see where they live.
You want it to be more like Star Trek.
Well, I want to see what they do on a daily basis. I don't want them, every time you see them, they're getting ready to jump in a X-Wing fighter to, you know, whoa, you know, zip around space.
But that's the good stuff.
That's the basic difference between Star Trek and Star Wars.
Yeah.
Star Trek focused more on the people and their day-to-day lives with an encounter.
I mean, where's Chewie live?
With, you know, with a conflict.
The Falcon.
Does he have a Chewie woman?
Yeah.
You know, does he have Chewie kids?
He has one.
I mean, when are we going to see that whole thing? Do they live, what do they live in, an igloo? I mean, what do they live in?
It'll never happen again.
What kind of house do they have? Where is it?
It's a treehouse.
Where is it?
Kashyyyk.
They live in a beach house down in Pelair.
Right. You know, I mean.
Ty has all your answers.
I just want to be able to see something a little bit different for the whole Star Wars thing. I'm tired of every movie basically being the same goddamn story, just, you know, twisted up a little bit.
Well, maybe if you paid more attention.
That's war.
I do pay attention.
Well, what's going on?
Well.
Where did Luke live? Do you remember that one?
Tanui.
And?
Close.
Tanui.
I think it was Tatooine.
Oh, yeah.
Tatooine.
Tatooine.
And he lived with his aunt and uncle, who were dirt farmers.
Yeah, all right, well.
It's Ty's next.
See, they started out good.
Tatooine.
They started out good.
You know what?
Ty, I think we just discovered your ink.
Yep. You know where Tatooine is? It's down there by Tatooine. That's the next planet in the system.
I don't know. I enjoyed the movie, but I mean,
I just want.
I think unless they change it up a little bit,
I want the good guys to win.
Is it all supposed to be happening in the same year?
Yes.
I mean, don't they get any new spaceships or anything?
No.
And isn't there a
new
model? It's
a war.
So it's all supposed to happen in the same year.
No.
Yeah,
this is years
kinda.
Apart.
Well, right. The last two have been pretty close.
Well, yes, the last two were pretty close.
I don't know.
But if something works, stick with it. But we need to wrap up.
Do we?
Yeah.
Shut up.
All right.
God.
We are down to the end of it. Mm. I loved Star Wars. I want to see it again. Actually want to watch them all.
There's a petition right now for Netflix to do a series for the Old Republic, and I want that to happen.
All right.
Well, that would be nice.
Let's go ahead and do wrap it up, because there's some things I want to say.
What?
Now, one of the things I want to say is that the 2017 was a pretty decent year. I'm hoping that the 2018 is even better. I want to continue with the Marco Radio Happy Hour show. However, I think we need to make some changes, you know, not major, but some changes. We added Jack during the year, which I think is a great part of the show. And especially now that he doesn't have boobs.
Sam's
yeah,
boobs.
Yeah, 100 times better.
Your boobs were fired.
Yeah.
Yes.
Boobs were in the way. But I don't know. I'm just hoping that everybody out there has had a good 2017 and has an even better 2018.
I don't think anybody had a good 2017.
Hannah Claire, have you thought about like a resolution or anything like that?
Nope.
No. Steph, anything for you? No resolution?
No.
Jack?
The only resolutions I have are daily. I don't wait till the end of the year.
Nice.
Perfect.
Good for you. What about you?
Jeez, over achiever.
Let's be a rock star.
Yeah.
And survive the, mm-hmm. the coming nuclear holocaust.
Yeah, I would like to, my resolution is to not be so quickly pissed.
Like, don't be a dick?
Yeah, right. Well, that's
good luck.
Find your zen.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. I just want to try to be a nicer person.
I feel like that was your resolution last year.
And I've been trying, honey.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to work.
You've done better.
I'm going to work a little bit harder this coming year. How about that?
Just keep working on it. Mm.
All right. Mm. Hannah Claire, do you have anything that you want to add at the end of the year?
No, thank you.
Before you make me mad.
You're already mad. I can tell.
Happy New Year.
Steph, do you. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year.
You want to add anything?
I'll just second what she said.
All right, Ty.
Happy New Year.
Okay. I don't have anything other than. Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, Happy New Year, and I'm Mishima.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for wall.
Wall.
One for the wall. One for the wall.
Wait a minute.
Trump supporter. Bitch. I knew it.
Out.
One for wall.
Oh, Jesus. My God. I thought I knew you.
Did everybody go?
No. We stopped at mom.
Did everybody go?
Don't be a dick.
Never give up. Never surrender.
Nice.
Balls to the wall or not a wall. What? No! Not again!
All right, everybody. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We love talking to you every Friday evening, and we look forward to speaking to you again next year. If you're going out partying for New Year's Eve, please be careful. Have a designated driver or Uber or Lyft.
Yes.
Talk to you next year. Love you.
Make sure your New Year's kiss is consensual. This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm gonna need to perish when I get through walking New Orleans. When I get back to New Orleans.
That's it.